This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Ukraine, discussing with Anatole Levin the conditions present for negotiations. On the one side, Vladimir Putin representing Russia in his re-election bid for another 6 years, says the position must be Donbass and a demilitarized Ukraine rump and no interference from outside by NATO. Donbass includes Kharkiv to Odessa if it's Novorossiya. That's the Moscow side. The Kyiv side, as I understand it, the maximalist position, all Russian soldiers and operators out of Ukraine, Crimea, Luhansk, Donetsk, the Novorossiya Ukrainian, and reparations for rebuilding Ukraine. These are not negotiating positions. They're political statements. One running for president, the other one president, not going to face an election this year. However, there is a report that the U.S. is talking to Iran about the Houthis and about the Hezbollah militias in Iraq. There is evidence that the number of missile attacks cut way back by the Houthis and are non-existent out of the militia in Iraq. Does Iran have influence on Russia? Or does Iran have a window on Russia for negotiations between the U.S. and Moscow? Unknown. And then it's off to talk about Rosatom. That's the Russian equivalent of the AEC. It's their nuclear power agency. It builds plants. It ships. It sells ore. And the reason this is important right now is because the U.S. continues to buy ore, about 20% of our ore comes from Russia, the uranium ore. In addition, Rosatom is building three fast breeder reactors in China. And yet, all of this irony, the management board of Rosatom, I'm told by Anthony Ruggiero of the FTD, has not been sanctioned. Other parts of the European alliance are dealing with Russia or not, aware that Rosatom is a moneymaker for the Moscow war effort. And Congress has been asked to come forward and take a position on the lack of sanctions for the leadership. And then Malcolm Hoenlein joins with an array of guests who tell the story first of Senator Charles Schumer's speech calling Israel a pariah or using the word pariah around Israel. We also speak of the northern border and the exposure to the Hezbollah provocations and rockets. 80 to 100,000 people evacuated from the northern border of Israel. And what is to be done? And then a conversation with a University of Pennsylvania Wharton School professor of statistics and data science, looking at what we know for the claims by the Hamas Health Ministry of casualties. And the professor concluding from his experience that there's a suggestion of fraud here because the numbers are not random enough. Statistician's eyes see this. We only had men, women, and children break down through mid-November, and perhaps at that point Hamas realized that it exposed itself and just gave gross numbers. We also have a conversation about a terror threat in Peru, an assassination plot to kill a prominent Jewish businessman by an operative either for the IRGC or Hezbollah or both. And then the cyber attacks on the U.S. by Iran. What is to be done, Mark Montgomery asks, of FTD. Conrad Black from the National Post joins to praise the recently departed Brian Mulroney, former Prime Minister from 84 to 93 of Canada, a longtime friend of Conrad's, a man who grew up the son of a mill worker in Quebec, educated himself and became a very popular and powerful Premier of Canada during the Reagan administration into the Bush administration. The Scholar Report, Chris Riegel and I talk about the revelations at CNBC of an organized crime ring pilfering retail cosmetics, very expensive cosmetics, and reselling them on Amazon. If it looks too cheap to be true, it probably is stolen, what I learned. These are not the noisy ones who are pictured by videos coming out of stores running with their arms full of goods. These are undercover young women pilfering the high-end cosmetics of chains across California. The one woman they demonstrated was the gang leader, and she had millions of dollars of cosmetics in her home, selling them through Amazon. A good business plan for a bad conduct. And then a discussion about the tax hikes proposed by the Biden administration and also the spending proposed by the Biden administration. Tax hikes weigh upon the least members of the corporations, and spending is the source of inflation. Not wise to go that way, but it's an election year, and they're crowd pleasers. Mario Grady talks about Argentina later, and they're crowd pleasers there, too. But when it becomes overwhelmingly disorienting to have a budget out of balance, or in the case of the U.S., for entitlements to just simply stop until and if, proposing more than $7 trillion in spending and proposing tax hikes for corporations weigh upon the future heavily. Therefore, not regard them as likely, just statements of campaigning. The show ends tonight in Mars. Well, actually, Ambition for Mars, the North Korean space program. Bruce Bechtel, the author of many books about North Korea, joins to talk to David Livingston and myself on Hotel Mars about the North Korean satellite ambitions. Well, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.